Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting Network. I'm here in ugly, cold, cloudy New Jersey with a bit of a cold. So if I sound even more like a duck than I usually do, I apologize. Sefton, you're in the
Sure.
wilds of southern Wisconsin. How's the weather out there?
It is cold here too. It is really, I mean, very, very frigidly cold, but the sun is shining. It's nice and bright outside, and we're supposed to actually, theoretically, by the end of the week and into early next week, get up into the 30s and perhaps even hit 40. So that is pretty exciting.
Oh my God, it's bad. It's bathing suit weather in Wisconsin. This is ridiculous.
It's tropical paradise, my friends.
Yep. Oh boy.
Anyway.
So, what would you like to discuss? I think the big topic of the day is obviously the Frenchman who put a 20 centimeter artillery shell from World War One in his nether regions, but I think that's been beaten to death. So we can move on to
Well,
something less impactful in the world. What do you think?
I mean, you interesting choice of words, a beaten to death and impactful, but I mean, dear Lord, I mean, and that happened in France, my friends, but I don't know, the French are that's just and supposedly the round was live, and they had to cordon off the building, call in a bomb squad, and oh my goodness me, oh my, oh. The things that people think are I don't know what couldn't have just gone to the market and gotten like a cucumber or something? I mean, my God, or something.
I don't know. People are just so damned weird.
Yes, that
Anyway.
is, yes, but be that as it may, we've let's move on from that to speaking of insurrection, so to
Ah,
speak.
no.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah,
We have
so
the ongoing situation in Minneapolis and Portland and elsewhere going on today, and I had a couple of articles this morning, and one of them by the estimable Josh Hammer over at I believe either American Greatness or the Federalist, I think American Greatness, where he lays out the history of invocation of the Insurrection Act and what the Democrats have been doing for over 200 years. Starting before the Civil War, during the Civil War, and afterwards, causing Republicans, including Lincoln, to have a fit and start an actual civil war in this country. And they are now tempting fate yet again by Democrats like Tim Walz and this mayor in Portland, Oregon, who want to defy federal regulations, and it's Keith Ellison, and ironically enough, invoke the 10th Amendment,
But
which is what
listen,
they've been railing against forever.
it's spreading to every blue state, every blue city. New York City's going to do it. New Jersey's already announced some plans to limit access of ICE to all sorts of state and municipal I don't know things.
Right.
Yeah,
On a
so it.
positive note, though, the head of the Seattle Police Department, this crazy mayor, I forgot her name, Wilson or whatever, in Seattle, crazy left-wing lunatic, is defiant. He's basically saying we are not going to comply with the mayor's insane order. We will cooperate with ICE.
Well, the law is pretty clear about that. We've got this. It's an odd document that our country's laws are based on. It's called the United States Constitution, and there are a bunch of clauses in it that suggest, no, they don't suggest. They demonstrate, I think, conclusively that the federal government has certain powers that are inarguable. One of them is in Article One, the naturalization clause, which gives Congress the power to establish standards for naturalization. And obviously, with those standards comes policing it. I don't know. Necessary and proper clause is another one. It allows Congress to make laws that are important to uphold its powers. And obviously, immigration and border control is pretty much exactly what the federal government is for. You know, national defense. How can you separate immigration policy and border control from national defense? You can't. They are one and the same. And so these various states and cities are trying for a second time to subvert the Constitution. It didn't work out very well between 1861 and 1865. Now, you can argue that Lincoln overstepped his bounds. He probably did, but he saved the Union. What did he save it for? I'm not so sure, but again, I think it's easily demonstrated that they are that these blue cities and blue states are absolutely in the wrong, and yet they don't care.
And it goes beyond the wrong. They're literally playing with fire in defying the will of the vast majority of the American people, including probably a lot of people in their own cities and states, the left-wing lunatics who support them notwithstanding. But, this is crucial. It has to be stopped. And if you don't do this, it is the dissolution of law of not only the government, but of just the notion of the rule of a just and stable law. And then all bets are off, and it's a free-for-all, and we
You know,
don't have a
even
society anymore.
I agree completely. You know, even after the poorly explained actions in Minnesota, including two deaths, which were unfortunate, but I don't see how we could have avoided them. The American people are solidly in favor of using ICE to get the goddamned immigrants out of our illegal immigrants out of our country. They have no problem with it. Solid majorities of Americans are still in support of these actions.
Indeed, and there were
It doesn't
links in
surprise
today's
me.
morning report. Two polls, and it's they're massive. They're
Yeah.
almost even reaching across party lines. People are in America want ICE, or if they support ICE, and they support the president's actions in general in getting rid of illegal aliens. It's unarguable.
One of the frustrating things about it is that ICE's heavy-handed tactics, and they are heavy-handed. I don't think that they are incorrect. I don't think they're unconstitutional, but they are heavy-handed, are as a direct result of the inability, well, not inability, the refusal of these various cities and states to support their actions. If the Minnesota State Police and the Minneapolis Police Department were mildly in support of ICE's activities, nobody would have been killed. Nobody would have noticed it. You know, these convicted rapists, illegal immigrants would be arrested. They'd be sent in, you know, put into ICE facilities, and they'd be deported, and that would be it. But what these states and cities are doing is, and you've pointed this out many, many times, is they are fanning the flames. They are making it as difficult and as unpleasant as possible. And is that insurrection? Yeah, I think it is. I think that the fact that the administration hasn't done much about that, except simply continuing the ICE activity, is impressive. I'm not sure that I would have done the same thing had I been in Donald Trump's shoes. What would you have done? Would you have declared Minnesota to be an insurrection and sent 50,000 troops?
Again, it's a very, and I noted this, it's a very delicate dance that President Trump has to do. It's partly, I mean, does it moves beyond mere just electoral politics, because what does an election mean when you have states that are literally and elected officials that are encouraging their citizenry to take up arms against federal troops and federal law enforcement? They are literally doing that by declaring ICE the moral equivalent of the Gestapo, and of using Gestapo tactics of hunting down innocent people as and like Waltz, the most disgusting of them all, declaring illegal aliens the moral equivalent of Anne Frank, and the rounding up of illegal aliens and illegal alien criminals that as rounding up the Jews and sending them to Auschwitz. All this does is this is how you get people like René Good and this Preti who get themselves killed by pretending they're the French Resistance and the standing up to the Gestapo, and it's madness, and they have nothing, no one but themselves to blame for them being dead. And I blame also those who foment this, and it
Yeah,
is insurrection, and
who are
it's like,
very safely far behind the lines.
oh,
As
of course.
I mean, that's the typical leftist street protest. The people who are actually pulling the strings are not in front. It's the
Yeah, they're,
idiots.
yeah,
It's the useful
exactly.
idiots who are in front, who get killed, who get beaten, who get sprayed down with pepper spray and Unfortunately,
And
not fire hoses. I want to see
the
that.
Waltzes and Fries of this world cheered that on, because that means that's film footage for the nightly news to prove that Donald Trump is literally Hitler. So there you go. It's an evil, vicious circle.
Waltz, I mean, it's so obvious that Waltz is pushing this to avoid responsibility or avoid the American people looking very, very deeply into the catastrophic fraud that is occurring in Minnesota and obviously in other states. I don't think it's going to work. I think that the Department of Justice is going to take this very, very seriously, and I hope he goes to jail because he is so clearly involved. And if he isn't involved, he was so clearly aware of the scope of the fraud for many, many years and did nothing. That's what's disgusting about it. You know, the fact that the people of Minnesota are still participating in this uprising against ICE is unbelievable to me. They've been ripped off, and they're just, you know, and Walz is pulling their strings and saying, "Oh, go over there. Look what ICE is doing." It's disgusting to me, and I just don't get it. Maybe they're all retarded.
Who
I mean, you
knows? I
live near
mean,
Minnesota. Are they that stupid?
well, I guess maybe they are. Well, look, Minnesota is the home of this Democrat Farm Labor Party, which is a splinter group, which is basically a hardcore leftist
They're
communist
socialists.
socialist
Yeah, they're
party.
socialists.
And you know, it's you know, look, I can bitch and moan about things. And here in Wisconsin, we have Madison, Wisconsin, which is also a seat of leftist, quote unquote, progressivism, which is regressivism, really. But I mean, you know, if you're going to do this, and not, I mean, when you're going to protest literal proven child molesters, rapists, drug runners, and human traffickers from being and murderers from being deported, look, whatever, you can fetch and moan all you want about, you know, farm workers and nannies and this and that, and restaurant workers all you want. Not that it's going to get a reaction from me. If you set foot across the soil of this nation and you are not allowed to be here, you are in violation of our law and out you go. But to protest those kinds of people is just, you know, you're out of your minds. I mean, to prove what kind of a point are you proving? That you are exactly like them, criminals, rapists, and psychopaths who just want to maintain power and lord over us at whatever cost? That's the point you're proving, at least to me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think they're retarded. They have to be.
You have to be. I mean, if you were to just, you know how politically stupid it is. If you were to just say, look, we support, and I think a few people have, a few of like maybe what's his name, Lumpy Fetterman, saying you cannot be against deporting the criminals. That's crazy. You know, at least he gets it. He's totally sane, but he may actually even feel the wrath from his own party for taking a sane stance. Forget about right the migrant workers and others and your maids and so on and so forth, but to be against deporting actual violent criminals is madness. And even what's his name, not David Brock or Skeletor, Carville, he even said the same thing. But of course, they're not to be listened to. So.
No. Yeah, I think the answer is they're retarded. They've been dropped on their heads too often. So there are a couple of other things that are interesting in the news. One thing that I noticed, I'm not sure what you think about this since we didn't discuss it before we started recording. Donald Trump is hosting the president of Colombia after the president of Colombia pretty much talked shit about Donald Trump.
Is Columbia University or Columbia the nation? There
Well, they're both hardcore socialists, so I mean,
you
is
go.
there a
It
difference?
doesn't matter. Exactly.
No, I'm talking about President of Colombia, Petro, I think is it Petra
Yeah,
Pet
oh,
Petro
Gustavo
Petro.
Petro, yeah.
Yeah, he's gonna. I think it's today, and we'll see what happens. I
Yeah.
think that obviously Colombia is in no position to dictate terms to the United States of America. And it, you know, this is our backyard, and we're going to do what we want. Whether you like that, I don't really care. You know, we're the 800-pound gorilla in this hemisphere, and we're going to get what we want eventually. I would prefer that Donald Trump create coalition that will further isolate Cuba. And perhaps that is why he is playing nice with Petro, who really did talk some shit about him. And maybe that's the ultimate goal, that that Cuba is cut off from absolutely everything in this hemisphere.
I believe that is definitely a goal. I think after taking down Maduro and taking out the Iranians, Cuba and with Russia kind of, sort of still mired and bogged down in, if they even mean anything in Ukraine, if Russia really is still a major, supplier or ally of Cuba, probably are just because it's an American enemy. But with all of those things going on, the communists in Cuba are feeling the heat, and I think that would be a major feather in the cap of Donald Trump, and I think he wants to see the communist regime fall. And because of our Secretary of State Marco Rubio and his familial and ethnic connections to Cuba as a Cuban American boy, and his parents as exiles of the Castro regime, that would certainly be something I think that is not very far, and that is top of mind in those in that brain trust. And I think they definitely want to see them the next domino to fall, so to speak.
Well, I think it'd be wonderful. Petro is making noises about, really cutting back on cocaine production in Colombia. Whether that's all talk, I have no idea. But I think it's probably pretty easy to hold him accountable. And as I said, he has he they have no power in this relationship. So hopefully he will do
Yes.
what is demanded of him by the United States of America. And
And plus the fact that South America and Latin America is turning conservative and shunning socialism. Milei in Argentina, the new president in, I forget where, in was it Guatemala or Nicaragua, I forget where, a bunch of other places
Well,
are shunning
Costa Rica
Costa
just
Rica, rather.
elected
That
their
was,
second conservative in a row, which is
which is,
fantastic.
yeah, and it's a beautiful country. I've been there many times.
Really?
And yes,
Wow.
I had friends who lived there and had a condo there for many years, and I would go visit. And it's a wonderful, beautiful country. And but be that as it may, Latin America is now on the path towards kicking the socialists out, and at least that is on the wane. And so maybe this Petro maybe is trying to head off a disaster. Who knows? Or trying to at least head off the Trump train from steamrolling him and trying to sort of put himself in a better position to survive. Who knows what? But ultimately, if we can cut off the drug trade and do all those things, it's certainly it's good for America, and it's good for the Monroe Doctrine.
I agree. So, what's going on in China? Apparently, there was a purge of the People's Liberation Army, Xi, pretty much decapitated it, and now there are only a couple of people at the top, and they're both loyal to him.
Wow.
Why he did that, I don't know. Because there's a problem with getting rid of everybody, and that is that you're left with nobody except for those who are loyal to you. And I know that he got rid of the few people who had combat experience. And that does not bode well for the Chinese military.
Not at all. Yeah,
We
and
saw that
considering
we saw
their
that happen in the
ambitions to
United
Taiwan.
States. We
Yeah.
saw that happen in the United States, and it was a very, very bad thing for our military. Now, if that's what Z, how is it pronounced? Is it Z?
G,
Z. Yeah, whatever.
G,
Z
Z,
X
H,
E.
G,
How about
X,
Xi?
X, I, X, I.
Yeah. Anyway, the high mucky
Spanish.
muck in China. Anyway, we saw that in the
Ooh.
United States, and it was not a good thing for our country. So hopefully that's what's happening in China. And hopefully he is also being increasingly isolated politically, and that's why he had to consolidate control over the military.
I believe so. Yes, there
Yeah.
is a, I mean, plus his continued sort of repression ongoing in Hong Kong, although that's, whatever. But he there's the Chinese birth rate has cratered. They are looking at a demographic disaster within the next 30 years,
There's nothing they can do
or
about
sooner.
it.
There's nothing he can do about it. They're screwed. And plus the fact that there is rampant corruption within the military industrial complex and the upper echelons of the Chai Kung Party. Their effectiveness, they boast these incredible weapon systems and so forth. And yes, they have a very powerful military. I wouldn't want to be, I wouldn't want to, I wouldn't want to stand in front of a Chinese anti-ship missile of, be on the deck of a ship and have it hit me. But that said, they have a lot of such corruption there that a lot of their military readiness in that regard is also suspicious, is also suspect. And of course, they're now that you're purging your high-ranking officers who haven't any kind of combat experience, this is it's not good for them, and it's certainly it's good for us, and good for Taiwan, and good for the Pacific Rim that perhaps the PLA, the People's Liberation Army, is not as ready for war as they thought they were. So that can only be a good thing in the long run.
Well,
But
the recent military action in Iran and in Venezuela demonstrated to the entire world that these vaunted Russian and Chinese anti-aircraft systems and anti-missile systems and high-tech crap is exactly that crap. The United States and Israel were able to essentially turn them all off in a matter of minutes, and Israel and the United States had total 100% air superiority over the skies of Iran, and obviously we had that over the skies of in the skies of Venezuela when we captured Maduro. And that's an interesting message to the rest of the world, to the unaligned world. Where are they going to get their arms if the Chinese and Russian versions of them are crap and second rate in comparison to the American stuff?
Yep. I mean, we always heard these stories over the years, like, and this is why, when we deindustrialized and shipped everything overseas, everything from drywall to cat food to whatever was just absolute crap. And we shipped it in, and we used, whatever. It's and so we shall see. So Xi is maybe Xi is on the ouster. Who knows?
Boy, I don't know.
Again, who replaces him? Are we going to get are we going to get a Chiang Kai-shek who wants to, or even a Deng Xiaoping who wants to, sort of loosen relations and give the reins of freedom somewhat to the people? But that's dangerous. The
Yeah,
Chinese, especially the Chinese youth, they have had a taste of a little bit of government-controlled capitalism, what little there was of it, and they like their free. They like a little bit of freedom, and the more freedom they get, the more they want. And the new generations coming up are not so perhaps hardcore communist because they see that, and this happens also in out in the countryside in the sticks. People are sick of the corruption of the party officials and of the local communist parties.
Yeah, I've heard that story over and over and over again. And, what is it? 75 years after the Communist Revolution in China, they're still commies and they still are nationalistic. The Chinese people don't like America.
No.
That there's no way around that. And that's not going to change. So
Which is very strange
the assumption
because
that bringing market economies to them and the joys of Western culture and Western technology to the Chinese people is going to open them up and make them, citizens of the world. It didn't work. Didn't work the first time we tried it, and it's not going to work the second time.
well, I mean, perhaps you're right. There are, but things do change, and some attitudes do change. We've had this discussion about Islam and so on and so forth. But
Yeah, Islam's only they've only had 1400 years for Reformation. It's just right around the corner.
well, that's a whole, yeah. I mean, China is only
I'm being a
communist, what,
smart ass. I apologize.
less than 100. And plus the fact that we, it's not, it's still in somewhat of the collective memory somewhat of a love of America, of really older people, because we were their allies in defeating the Japanese, who were absolutely brutal against the Chinese people in World War II. And that is still within the collective memory. It's sad, though, that it's not necessarily taught in the Chinese public schools, of course, because we're America now and Trump. So,
Yeah.
but still, something to think about. You never know. Food for thought. Am I holding my breath? No, but
Good.
at the same token, having worked in the advertising and marketing industries with some connections to people doing business in China and so on and so forth, there is a generational and attitudinal shift among the younger set. Can it take hold? Can it be income become independent of this, of the communism? Who knows? But also, over the years, there have been these, people don't talk about it because you don't hear it in the news. There have been these mass stabbing attacks in China, and it
Oh,
is
for
people who,
years.
for
Yeah.
years, and it is people who are pissed off at local party officials, and they take it out on children, on
On
school
children.
children.
Yeah, that's just
It's
charming.
insane. That's insane. So there is disaffection, and unfortunately, it leads to that. But there you go.
Yeah. So I saw something interesting in the news, maybe today or yesterday. The Prime Minister of Belgium came out with a very interesting statement. That is that the EU green initiatives is driving the deindustrialization of Europe. And I mean, it's obvious. If you decrease the amount of power of energy that you have available to your industry, well, industry is going to shrink. There's only so much efficiency you can get before you begin to decrease the total industrial output of your country or region. And my second thought after I thought, oh, gee, that's great, is no, it's actually fantastic that they're deindustrializing, because I think that Belgium and France and the UK are going to fall to Islam. I think the UK is going to fall first if reform doesn't win in 2029, but I think France has a good shot at falling to Islam, and Belgium absolutely has a good chance. So, do we really want Islam to have highly industrialized nations that they can control? No, absolutely not. We want third world shitholes. That's it.
Yep. There, on that note, also Italy. There was a couple of interesting articles that I had today about Italy becoming more and more Islamized, despite Giorgia Meloni, the wonderful prime minister there. It's there was one. There was a literally in Padua, people the Muslims there were going crazy because a delicatessen there dared display a plastic pig in its window. I mean, as a display, just as an advertising display. That is just, madness. And of course, just the more migrants, more Muslim migrants, and people are, they see what they're doing. They're going, they can't, they're always out to conquest, the conquest of Constantinople, which they took many centuries ago, and now they want to take Rome. Once they, and those are the two capitals of Christendom in Europe, and they're out to conquer them both, and they're on, well on the way to. So now they have Istanbul is now Istanbul, Constantinople, and they're well on the way to seizing Rome, and the Vatican before long will become a mosque.
I thought
Oh
that Islam
boy.
was a religion of peace.
Yes, the peace of the grave
Yeah.
of everybody else's grave.
Yeah. So what else is in the news? Anything that piques your interest?
I think when before we went on the air, there seems to be a new perhaps Fed chair on the horizon, this Warsh character that you
Yes.
wanted to talk about. So I
Well,
will leave that to you
I
to.
just posted a essay about him over at Kutchip Newsletter and at Ace of Spades. I think he's very, very good. He's a Fed skeptic. He doesn't think that the Fed should pontificate nearly as much as it does. He thinks that they should stick to the basics. And I think that's absolutely correct. The Federal Reserve has far, far too much power over our economy, and I think that needs to be curtailed.
Yep.
And if, what is his name? Kevin Warsh? I think that's his
Okay,
name.
war, yeah, war, sounds like a Chinese version of Walsh. Excuse
Yeah,
me, Warsh.
Kevin Warsh is his name. And if that's how he sees it, fantastic. But it can't get worse. So.
No, he was definitely, railed against the quantitative easing madness and all of these things and of keeping interest rates high. And he's a very He seems to be a free market guy, and God bless him for that. We need some more sanity at the Fed, please, dear Lord, and it can't come soon enough.
No, I agree completely. So what else is going on? Anything?
I think that's we've pretty much covered the bases, and then some, between artillery pieces up Frenchmen's rear ends and
Oh, God.
so on and so forth. My goodness,
Yeah,
and
unbelievable.
insurrections and. And so on and so forth. We, oh boy, what a world, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless America. And hopefully, there were some good. I mean, Trump's personal ratings have gone down, but there are some good tea leaves coming out about a Democrat Party sort of imploding itself, not between this stuff and everything else, that that bode well for us, hopefully come November for the midterms and then even beyond into 2028, and which with likely Vice President Vance at the top of the ticket. So just keep the faith and just get out there and do what you have to do and vote, 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 and fight, fight, fight. Win, win, win.
Yep. Listen, it's going to be the economy that governs whether whether the Republican Party retains its majority in the House, and maybe even expand it. I have no idea. But if the economy improves, and I think it is improving, then the Republican Party has a good shot. And the sad thing is that if they don't retain the House, it's going to be a shit show for the next 2 years.
Just impeachments,
Yeah,
impeachments,
impeachment,
impeachments,
impeachment,
and
impeachment, and
yeah,
it's
that's
just so
it.
stupid because he'll never be convicted in the Senate, so it's just performative theater, and it takes up time, and it pushes and it crowds out the important work that every administration needs to do. So
Well,
anyway.
that's what they're saying. If they can't advance their agenda, it's the Stonewall, the Make America Great Again movement. And that is, which is basically an anti-leftist movement. Thank God for that. So, the more we can do, the more we can convince people that what they're doing and by voting Democrat is madness, the better off we'll be.
Yeah. What's interesting though is I think that the chaos within the Democrat Party for the front runner for the Democrat nomination in 2028. Obviously Gavin Newsom is the fair-haired boy, but California is a total shit show. And
What was it? Somebody
how he's going to
labeled
justify his rule over California as a good thing. How is he going to explain it away to the
can't.
American people?
Somebody
I don't
called
think he
him.
can.
Somebody tagged him with a name with the nickname Sparkle Beach Ken.
Yeah.
I forgot who that was. Maybe it was Bessent or somebody.
Yeah. And then Chlamydia Harris. She's that stalking horse that is lurking in the shadows. Is she going to run again? I
God, she
mean,
was a disaster the first time around.
how would America respond to the loser of 24 going again in 28?
Yeah, I mean,
Has that ever happened? I'm trying to
obviously
think.
the Democrats will vote. They'll vote, and the dead people will, of course, cast their ballots for her, no doubt, or any Democrat, which they always do.
Yeah.
But yeah, regular people, no way.
And there, I think that there is enough cleaning up of the voter rolls and yeah, I mean, let's face it,
Yeah,
they're
that's the other
fraudulent
thing is the say, right, the
across the
Save
United
Act.
States. Yeah,
Right, that's what,
I don't know
they're
about the
trying
Save
to do
Act.
that, but they're
Can the
trying. I
federal
mean,
government dictate how the states run their elections?
well, I mean, not, no, I mean, from what my understanding of the Constitution, no, it's the
Yeah.
states set their own rules. But at the end of the day, though, if, these from everything from ranked choice voting to whatever, to mail-in ballots to whatever, all that does is just enable the Democrats to steal elections with impunity
And they've
anywhere
been
and
doing it
everywhere.
for a long, long time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Anyway, this was supposed to be a short one. So
No,
this
there
is
you go.
one more bit of data that show that we can't shut up. Anyway, folks, thank you very much for listening. Sefton, thank you for changing your schedule a little bit. We're both busy tomorrow and Thursday, so this was it. Take it away.
Thank you, CBD. No worries. Personal business sometimes gets in the way of our doing these things, but there you have it. We do have lives, believe it or not, beyond Cut Jib News and Ace of Spades, amazingly. So God bless all of you for your continued support and hitting the tip jar and commenting. And we couldn't do it and we wouldn't do it without all of you and all your love and support. So thank you for that. God bless you. Keep the faith. God bless our wonderful president, Donald Trump. Warts and all, mistakes and all, but mostly just for just shining a big spotlight on the insanity of so many, many decades of the past, and Long may he reign, and long may the MAGA movement flourish, and may we defeat the left and Islam forever and ever. God bless you all, and we'll see you again real soon on the next one.
And thanks for listening, folks.